From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Secretary of Defense visits Iraq, and this time, no pesky questions from U.S. troops about lack of armor. But first, Arthur Miller is dead. Miller is best known for his play Death of a Salesman and its iconic figure Willie Loman. Miller died last night at the age of 89. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Arthur Miller was the child of Polish immigrants Isidore and Augusta Miller. Isidore was a clothing manufacturer who made a very comfortable living. The Millers lived in a penthouse with a view of Central Park until he lost everything during the Depression. Determined to go to college, Arthur Miller worked in a warehouse until he saved up enough money to attend the University of Michigan, where he graduated with a major in journalism. He married his college sweetheart, Mary Slattery, and had two children, Jane and Robert. Miller became famous very early on when Death of a Salesman premiered on Broadway.
Where were you all day? You look terrible.
I got as far as a little by Bianca's. I suddenly couldn't drive anymore. The car kept going off onto the shoulder, you know?
Well, maybe it's the steering again. I don't think Angela knows the Studebaker.
No, it's me. It's me. Suddenly I realize I'm going 60 miles an hour and I don't remember the last 5 minutes. I can't seem to keep my mind on it.
A searing story about the downward spiral of traveling salesman Willie Loman. Death of a Salesman is one of the most honored plays in history. Many critics saw Willie Loman's fate as a metaphor for the souring of the American dream. Miller partnered on Salesman with director Elia Kazan. The two had worked together earlier on another Miller play, All My Sons, and would again on View from a Bridge. But their close friendship shattered in the 1950s when Kazan opted to name names of former Communist Party members to Senator Joseph McCarthy's Committee on Un-American Activities. Miller, who had been blacklisted for not cooperating with the committee, considered that unforgivable. His 1953 play, The Crucible, was on the surface about the Salem witch trials in 1692, but was widely understood to be a cautionary tale against the upheaval that follows when social hysteria goes unchecked. Many Americans thought it especially pertinent during the years of the Communist Scare. The Crucible remains one of the most produced plays in the world. In this 1995 interview with NPR's Susan Stamberg, Miller talks about why the play continues to have relevance.
We now know that the social hysteria, which some political movements thrive on and develop, is dangerous. And that play is based primarily upon a whipping up of social hysteria. So I presume that this being a universal situation in this world now, it may account for the popularity of that play. I used to think that suddenly I'd get a notice that the play was playing in Ecuador or Colombia or whatever. And I used to joke with my wife and say, well, there's probably going to be a revolution there soon. Or there has just been a dictatorship which is overthrown, one or the other.
The Crucible remains one of the most produced plays in the world. In this 1995 interview with NPR's Susan Stamberg, Miller talks about why the play continues to have relevance. Miller would continue his distinguished career as a playwright and, after the blacklist was lifted, a Hollywood screenwriter. In 1956, after being divorced from his first wife, he married Marilyn Monroe in a blaze of publicity. The marriage lasted long enough for the two to work together on the 1961 film The Misfits. Miller wrote the screenplay and Marilyn Monroe starred opposite Clark Gable. But the filming occurred as the Millers' marriage was dissolving. They divorced later that year. Miller's third marriage in 1962 to photographer Inge Morath occurred the next year. The couple had a son and daughter. His 1964 play, After the Fall, was an allusion to the trauma of his marriage to Monroe. Miller would continue to be productive in his later years, writing more than a dozen additional plays and several books, including a much-praised autobiography, Time Bends, A Life. Miller was widely acknowledged to be America's most important playwright. His works have been produced in several languages across the globe. He died at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut, 56 years to the day after his most famous play, Death of a Salesman, opened on Broadway. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.